Do you ever wonder why your cake fell or your cookies are dry? When making a baked food, it is important to measure ingredients using the standard method. The following information will help you have a foolproof recipe so you can bake your cake and eat it too. This is Holly Miner, your family consumer science, nutrition, food safety, and health agent with State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Using a liquid measuring cup that is see-through and marked for liquid ingredients, pour the liquid into the cup and check at eye level to make sure the liquid is at the right mark needed. Measuring spoons are great for dry or liquid ingredients where only small amounts are needed. Pour liquid just to the top of the spoon without letting it spill over. Dry ingredients should be level with the top of the spoon. When measuring larger amounts of dry ingredients, use a dry measuring cup that holds the amount needed. Stir or fluff flour or powdered sugar before measuring. Never pack down or tap the side of the measuring cup. Level off the rim with the flat side of a knife or a spatula. Pack brown sugar into the cup, then level off. This should hold its shape like a child's sandcastle. When measuring butter or margarine, the wrapping is marked in tablespoons. With a sharp knife, cut the number of tablespoons needed. These steps will make your baking and cooking more accurate and successful, so you can bake your cake and eat it too. This has been Holly Miner with your K-State Research and Extension Nutrition Food Safety Tip.